Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 20:22.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 20:22. Do not say, "I will repay evil." Wait for the Lord, and He will deliver you. Several months ago, I received an email that was, well, let's just say not very kind. My stomach knotted and my heart raced as I read it. My first response was, "This person has no idea what she's talking about. I need to set her straight." I felt like racing to my laptop and shooting off an email in self-defense. Thankfully, my husband was there, and he suggested that I take a deep breath and not do something rash that could make the situation worse. Wise man, right? Lashing out in retaliation when someone wrongs us is never a good idea. It usually turns into a vicious cycle that escalates as each party involved gets even for the wrong committed against them. First one, and then the other. Repeat. Today's verse offers a better way. Let God take care of it in His way and in His time. Wait for the Lord, it says. Waiting is never easy, especially if we see the offender prosper in the meantime. But it's better to let the Lord handle it because of who He is. The Lord, referred to here in all capital letters, is the self-existent God of the universe. There's no one higher than Him. There's no one wiser, no one stronger. He knows every detail involved in the situation. He sees every secret of the heart, every motive, and every hidden thought. Nothing escapes Him. Because He is who He is, we can trust Him to come to our rescue. When we let Him do His job as both judge and defender, we can rest assured that He will always be fair. We can back away and be free to live with no regrets for reacting inappropriately. So, we're not referring here to criminal offenses for which there are laws and court systems established to serve justice for crimes committed. I'm applying this proverb to a different level of hurt, to situations like mine in which someone sends a scathing email based on a wrong assumption. Perhaps in your situation, a noisy neighbor keeps you awake night after night and you feel like retaliating, so He'll lose sleep too. Maybe a coworker gossips about you at work and you feel like sharing a few juicy tidbits about her to get even. These are situations in which our human nature wants to jump in and see justice served by giving the offender a little taste of his own medicine, we say. Wise King Solomon reinforced this principle of not repaying evil for evil in Proverbs 24:29. He wrote, "Do not say, 'I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done.'" Perhaps he spoke of this principle often because he knew about his dad's history with King Saul. David knew that God had appointed him to be king, but he had to wait for God's timing. King Saul was jealous of him and tried to kill him, but David never repaid him evil for evil. He trusted God to deliver him and never took revenge into his own hands. He was able to live with no regrets. Paul preached the same message to the Romans in Romans 12:17. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Do you notice how he took this business of not repaying evil for evil a step further? Paul agreed with Solomon on what we're not to do, but then he put a positive spin on things by saying we ought to think about doing what's right and good and honorable in the sight of all. In other words, choose the road less traveled. What might that look like? Well, doing what's good and right when someone offends us means forgiving that person. Forgiveness doesn't mean we condone what he did. Neither does it make the offense right. It means that we release the offender into God's hands to settle the account on our behalf. We're able then to go on with our life without being consumed by unforgiveness or bitterness or a nagging desire for revenge. Doing what's good and right means asking God to help us see the offender as he does. When I ask God to give me his eyes for the woman who sent the hurtful email, my anger towards her subsided and I began to feel compassion for her instead. The Holy Spirit reminded me that hurting people hurt people. And I realized that she's probably carrying a lot of pain on the inside. That pain is what causes her to do what she does. Doing what's good and right also means praying for the offender. In all honesty, we might feel like praying for fire and brimstone to rain down on him, but we can do better than that. Let's pray for God to reveal and heal the wounds at the root of the behavior. And doing what's good and right means waiting with patience for God to act. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. As we wait, let's look to Jesus as our example of how to respond when others hurt us. He didn't call legions of angels to go after the people who demanded his death or the soldiers who pounded nails through his hands and feet on that cross. But he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He didn't lash out at his accusers during his trial. Instead, he continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly, as mentioned in 1 Peter 2:23. So let's follow Jesus' example and continue entrusting ourselves to him who judges justly, waiting patiently for him to act rather than repaying evil for evil. May I pray for you? Father, we confess that our emotions sometimes get the better of us when we're hit with an offense. Help us choose the road less traveled. Help us not to react negatively, but to respond by doing what's honorable in the sight of all. Help us believe your word is true and help us live that way. Help us behave in a way that makes you smile when we are hurt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.